Hare Krishna. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said that it is by sound that everything in this creation has been brought about. And it is by the same sound that the whole creation can be wound up. From the Nada Brahmam, the whole creation springs about, it comes out. Prabhupada gives a very simple example to understand. Just like a civil engineer with the knowledge of how to handle the materials, he brings about a big skyscraper building or a huge flyover or a bridge. He is able to create it because he has the recorded sound vibration in his mind based on that. In the same manner, like electronics engineer, he puts different kinds of materials, he combines them together to make some equipment or anything function. So, but that is because of the stored sound vibration, and that is made possible. Similarly, like you see, your engineer gives an instruction in a microprocessing device, which manifests as the rotation of the servo motors or linear motion of the motion in three different axes. So such movements are made possible by the instruction or code and that is given in the machine. Similarly, the subtle material sound vibration was used by great soldiers like Arjuna as codes to invest on the arrows, to give the arrows a certain direction. A linear or rotary direction or something like that. It's very similar to the microprocessing device. So just as the material sound has an effect on matter, the spiritual sound has an effect on spirit. And both material sound vibration and spiritual sound vibration have a different nature. The more one produces material sound, one becomes tired. One becomes exhausted. Like if you see the rock music, initially although it creates a pleasant sense of excitement, very soon it makes one very tired and makes one cry. Cry not out of ecstasy but out of restlessness. It makes one mad. One goes practically crazy and loses one's control many times. On the other hand, spiritual sound vibration makes one spiritually rejuvenated and awakened. The spiritual ecstasy. So, the spiritual sound vibration is the way by which the entire material world, which is like upside down banyan tree, as explained in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the whole thing can be wound up by the repeated recitation of the chanting of the holy name. Especially the offenseless chanting, glorification and hearing of the holy names and the holy pastimes of the Lord. That can wind up the whole material existence. That is a promise given in the Vedanta Sutra. It is like a kind of code or a formula given. Just as from the Omkar, everything is created in the material existence for the sake of the living entity to enjoy separately. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, by the recitation of the Omkar, the elevated sages and saints, they elevate themselves to the platform of transcendence beyond this creation. But merely raising oneself to transcendence is not the ultimate goal because one has a personal relationship with the Lord. So the chanting of the Mahamantra is even superior to the chanting of Omkara because this is directly calling the name of the Lord. That is why Prabhupada says about chanting, that the chanting of the holy name should be like the calling of a child for the mother. The calling of the child producing the sound is compared to producing the sound vibration of the holy name. And immediately the mother's attention is caught. And how the child gets the shelter, affection and care of the mother is seen practically in everyday life we get to see. Similarly, a devotee chanting offenselessly will get the same love, care and attention of the Lord in reciprocation. And anything short of this is certainly mixed with the 10 offenses against the holy name. Then it appears as if it is material. It doesn't produce any effect. Like we say, the material sound vibration tires us, and the spiritual sound vibration rejuvenates us. But sometimes we see, what if spiritual sound vibration tires us? That is because we see the spiritual sound vibration materially. We see the spiritual devotees with a material vision. We see the spiritual deities with a material vision. We see the spiritual charanamrit like a very nice sweet soup, something to drink. We see the spiritual prasadam as a very nice material delicacy. So that is a problem. We are covering the spiritually potent objects with our materially degraded vision, because of which we are not able to tap the full potential and benefits from the spiritual objects. But fortunately, the Shastras say, even if we are doing this mistake, still if we continue chanting the holy name with a desire to become free from offenses, at least a little desire should be there. When will the time come? The word kada means when. Nayanam galadashudharaya vadanam gadgadarudaya gira pulakai rajitam vapukkada tavanama grihane bhavishyati. When I am chanting your holy names, my dear Lord, when will the time come when I will become free from all offenses? When my eyes will be brimming with tears and hair will stand on end and my heart will palpitate in great ecstasy. So at least there has to be a little aspiration in the heart. If one does not have any aspiration, one is thinking everything is all right, then one remains on the material platform. But if one has the aspiration, gradually the material covering is cleansed off and one will be able to behave spiritually while calling the holy names. Then there can be offenseless glorification of the Lord's name. When it is offenselessly done, just see the power of offenseless glorification. Ajamila called one name, Narayana. And that too, he didn't call Narayana Lord, he called his son. And because it was not a premeditated plan with the desire to escape from Yamadutas, he did not do for that sake. He simply called out Narayana, his son's name, loudly, offenselessly, inoffensively. So if that name can be so powerful to save one from the clutches of death and give bestow one a second opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness, what to speak of devotee with full knowledge, taking out time in the early morning hours, sitting only for the purpose of calling out the Lord. So it's not very difficult if a devotee is very sincere. Such offensive glorification of the Lord can wind up the whole material existence and can awaken us from the dream of the material absorption and can bring us close to Krishna and awaken the realization of Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer a humble